It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp. We're at 64 degrees now, off a morning low of 58, looking for a high today of 82. No mention of any precip till after midnight, so enjoy the day. We'll double-check the forecast at the close of our look at news. Police are out on the interstate at this hour, I-70 eastbound at about the 89-mile marker, so that's 7 miles east of Aldemont. So if you're headed from Aldemont into Effingham, might want to keep that in mind. We understand that a vehicle and a deer got together out in that area, so you might want to use 40 for the next little while. The Effingham City Plan Commission last night recommended the City Council grant a special use permit for a group of mini warehouses along South US 45. The council will have the final say on the project. The development would involve around 500 units on the west side of the highway. Plan Commission Chairman Brian Hayes said last month and last night that he would not support the project at the location. He said the development is not the highest and best use for the property. The other commission members present supported the project. The vote was 6-1 to support the project. Clint Spruill and Michael McHugh were not present for the meeting. The Plan Commission approved 3 site plans. One is for an addition to Southside School, including portable classroom building. The classroom building will facilitate all second grade classes being housed in Unit 40 at Southside. Also approved was a site plan for Diamond Blade Barber Company at 1108 South Banker. That's between Party Works and Fox Holler Coffee. Also approved was a site plan for construction of a Jack Flash convenience store at 1030 North 4th Street, where the Equity now has fuel islands. This development will have fuel islands for both cars and trucks, as well as the convenience store. The commission re-elected Brian Hayes and Mark Teese as chairman and vice chairman and welcomed Andrew Grunlow to the commission, succeeding Teresa Hillier. A full complement of 5 members are in place for the Aldemont City Council, first time in a while. Mike Walker, who had served as a city commissioner, was sworn in as mayor. Walker has been serving as interim mayor since a resignation last year. With Walker sworn in as mayor, someone was needed to succeed him as commissioner of parks and cemeteries. The council selected Katie Huntley for that post. Both Walker and Huntley will serve through April of 2027. The council also approved the annual appointment ordinance, appointed Taylor Law as legal counsel, and appointed Mike Klitzing as chairman of the city's zoning board. Also this week, the Aldemont Council paid Van Deventer Engineering just over $18,000 for pump replacement at the South Wastewater Treatment Plant. Also approved were 2 TIF agreements for work on windows and air conditioning at the Aldemont Masonic Lodge. There was discussion but no action on whether to acquire either a larger or another storm siren. Commissioner Terry White will look into what exactly is needed. Research will be done on whether grant funds are available to pay for a siren. Some parts of Aldemont are not able to hear the current siren, at least well. Aldemont stretching out north to south. The council also was updated on tree planting and on water main reconstruction. Also this morning, information that House Republican members of the Illinois House Energy and Environment and Public Utilities Committees held a Capitol News conference Tuesday to warn of a coming summer energy cost crisis, their words, and offer solutions to expand energy production capacity. The Republicans held the press conference after last week sending the House's Energy and Environment Committee chair and vice chair a letter explaining what they termed the urgent need for hearings into the recent results of the Mid-Continent Independent System Operator Capacity Auction, which they say returned a $666.50 per megawatt day price across all zones in the summer, $666 this year. Same price a year ago was $30. Local State Representative Brad Halbrook of Shelbyville is a member of the House Energy and Environment Committee, and he said something needs to be done.
And now, 5 years from CEJA's 2013 shutdown mandates, the consequences are piling up. We're seeing skyrocketing energy cost, unreliable service, and an increasing dependence on imported electricity, energy that is often less clean than what we formerly produced here. Meanwhile, we're losing good-paying jobs and prematurely closing coal and natural gas plants that have powered our homes and communities. Some Republicans warned that this would happen. We said that this legislation would destabilize our grid and raise prices. We were right. The truth is, renewables alone cannot meet demand without the support of reliable, inertia-based generation from coal, natural gas, and nuclear. That is the backbone of a stable energy system.
State Representative Brad Halbrook, House Republicans have bills to roll back CEJA provisions, and that also, they say, would keep Illinoisans working. Since 1979, the Illinois Sheriff's Association has awarded at least one student in each county a scholarship. The scholarship must be awarded to an Illinois student, and the student must be attending an Illinois higher learning institution for the 25-26 school year. The scholarship must be applied to tuition, fees, or books. The scholarships are awarded to students who demonstrate outstanding scholastic, extracurricular, and character qualifications. The students must submit a 500-word essay to be considered. This year, Effingham County Sheriff Paul Coons announced that the Illinois Sheriff's Association scholarship in Effingham County is awarded to Camille Ziegler. Camille is the daughter of Todd and Julie Ziegler of rural Effingham. She's a senior at Effingham High School and will be attending Lakeland College this fall with plans to transfer to a university to study health care. Aiden Radloff of Shumway was selected as first alternate in the scholarship competition. Special meeting of the city's Board of Fire and Police Commissioners today. Meeting time is 3 o'clock today at City Hall. They'll be discussing promotional testing for a lieutenant position on the police department. Also, a meeting of the County Board's Transportation Committee. That'll be at 1:30 today at the County Office Building in the third floor board meeting room. And activity in Jasper County. Michelle Schaefer at the Jasper County Senior Center asked us to pass along information about the fact Secretary of State Mobile DMV will be appearing at the Jasper County Senior Center in Newton today. They'll be there from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that will give people an opportunity to be assisted with renewing or correcting driver's licenses, converting existing standard driver's licenses into real ID driver's licenses, obtaining renewed or first-time standard or real state IDs, issuing free state IDs for seniors 65 or older, and purchasing license plate stickers. So that's from 10 to 2 today at the Jasper County Senior Center. Clay County Board met last night in Louisville, and in a record time meeting, about a half an hour, they discussed what they were going to do about filling a vacancy on the board. There was a resignation from Chris Reinhart. He has been elected mayor of Louisville, so will no longer be serving on the county board. Additionally, they heard from state's attorney Philip Givens. He spoke about the offer that offering the board support in opposing House Bill 2827, defending parental rights in education. That's a measure that a committee in the Effingham County Board discussed this week, and it appeared to gain enough support that that will be supported at the full County Board meeting here in Effingham next Monday. Clay County Board did support that measure in their meeting last night. And Josh Douthat, Effingham County Board Chairman, has signed a proclamation declaring this week of May 11th through the 17th as National Police Week. It honors the law enforcement officers for the Effingham County Sheriff's Office, but all the 800,000 other law enforcement officers serving communities across the nation. And we got a note from Unit 40 Schools. Unit 40 is opening for late registration for the 25-26 school year this Friday. If you haven't registered your student for the coming year, now's a chance. If you have any questions or problems, you can email registration@unit40.org. Again, that's coming up this Friday. Let's take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast in 2 minutes.
The CP4 high-pressure fuel pump in big-name diesel pickups has earned a reputation for failing without warning, creating sudden power loss, and destroying the expensive high-pressure fuel system. Truck owners will have fuel system repairs that can easily exceed $10,000. Not to mention downtime and dealing with an unknown repair shop in an unknown location. At Scheid Diesel, they found that replacing the CP4 with a durable alternative with OE fit and function is game-changing. Call Scheid Diesel to schedule your appointment today for your CP4 conversion, 217-536-5200.
Now hiring at Evergreen Nursing and Rehab, full-time LPNs and RNs with new starting rates, hire-on bonuses, shift, and weekend differentials. Also hiring for CNAs, housekeeping, and dietary departments. Part-time positions are also available. Apply at heliahealthcare.com/Evergreen Nursing and Rehab. Evergreen, bringing you home.
You're close to retirement, but have some questions. Have I saved enough? How much can I withdraw each year from my portfolio? What can I do to keep up with current inflation? Am I taking too much risk? Hello, my name is Adam Steppe, a local financial advisor with Smith Moore. I'm here to help answer those questions while offering professional guidance and advice. The team at Smith Moore is here to take these financial fears off your back. Give me a call at 217-347-5225 or come by my office at 401 South Banker Street in Effingham to start your financial game plan. Smith Moore, member SIPC, FINRA.
Join Wet Pools and Spas for their Memorial Day Savings event. Stop by the store on Rickleman Avenue in Effingham from now until May 27th to check out swimming pools, hot tubs, and receive a free audio upgrade or an instant rebate up to $2,500 on all qualifying Bullfrog Spas. Elevate your backyard escape with these innovative and luxurious Bullfrog Spas. Don't forget to stop by their showroom to see in-stock models and learn more about how to customize your Bullfrog Spa to best fit your needs. The experts at Wet Pools and Spas are ready to give you a summer to remember.
Look at deaths on this Wednesday. Louis Edwin Engel, 89, of Farina, died on Monday. Masonic rites at the graveside for Louis Edwin Engel will be this Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. That'll be at the Farina Cemetery. Pagel Funeral Home is assisting. Thomas E. or Tom Connor Jr., 73, of Trilla, died on Friday evening. And as per Tom Connor's wishes, cremation rites will be accorded and interred at Montrose Cemetery at a later date. Swangle Odell Funeral Home in Eoga is assisting. Funeral services for 77-year-old Francis McGee of Louisville will be Saturday at 12 noon at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Visitation for Francis McGee will be from 10 a.m. to noon Saturday. Funeral services for Doris Wyckoff, 92, of Effingham, will be Thursday morning at 11 o'clock at Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham. Visitation for Doris Wyckoff is from 6 to 8 tonight and from 10 to 11 a.m. Thursday, that at Bowers. Funeral services for 70-year-old Ronald Beckew of Edgewood will be today. That'll be at 5 o'clock at Pagel Funeral Home in Edgewood. Visitation for Ronald Beckew from 3 to 5 today. Funeral services for Stephen Patillo, 82, of St. Elmo, will be Thursday at 1 o'clock at Pagel Funeral Home, St. Elmo. Visitation for Stephen Patillo will be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thursday at Pagel's in St. Elmo. Here's your forecast. Mostly sunny today, a high of 82. Winds from the south-southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, then, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 4 a.m. Mostly cloudy, a low of 67, winds to 15 miles an hour. Thursday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after the noon hour. Mostly sunny and a high on Thursday of 88. Chance of rain Thursday night, Friday night, and then fine for Saturday. Sunday, maybe a shower. Currently in Effingham, morning low 58, yesterday's high 80. We are at 64 degrees. Again, an accident on I-70 eastbound, roughly 7 miles east of Altamont. So if you're on your way from Altamont to Effingham, you might want to use 40 rather than the interstate for the next little while. That's our check on news. I'm Greg Sapp.